What did you make of the resolution that nearly passed the House yesterday?
Well, I was really disappointed. This was a budget where Republicans showed their priorities. You can't hide in the numbers. This was a budget that was really good for billionaires, but really horrible for working North Carolinians. Anytime you do these things, you have winners and losers. And for North Carolina, it's seniors who are going to get massive cuts to Medicaid, rural hospitals set to close because of it. We're talking about close to $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid in this budget resolution, which is really bad. And, I'm someone that spent a lot of time talking about fiscal responsibility. This is a budget resolution that added $2.8 trillion to our national debt. And that's something that my kids, folks' grandkids are going to have to be paying down the road. It's a lot of things, but it's not fiscal responsibility.
What happens next now that this resolution has passed?
Well, it's going to continue to advance. They've put their spending priorities in place, and now the next step is doing the specific dollar amounts for all these things. So this is, something that's got to move through the Senate. But Republicans are in total control in Congress right now. They have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House. And what we saw was something totally partisan. Not a single Democrat in the House voted for this resolution. So that should tell folks, what it is. And, I'm going to continue doing everything I can to talk about how bad this is for our state. I can go on and on with these statistics, but Medicaid covers 60% of all nursing home stays in North Carolina. So, somebody in a nursing home, odds are this is going to have a huge effect on them.
I am curious, during the budget negotiations, what are the talks like behind the scenes that we're not privy to between the party leaders or even the entire caucus?
Yeah, this one is really just this give and take with Republicans. Mm-hmm. So you have pull from the more moderate ones and the hardcore, more extreme Republicans, and they're really at war with each other. By all accounts, it wasn't supposed to pass. That give and take, made it so that literally they had canceled the vote, and then 20 minutes later they put it back on the floor for a vote. So a lot of arm twisting on the Republican side. Democrats were very united, though, in opposition, because this is something that is, it's great. If you are a billionaire, it's a great budget. You're going to get a massive tax cut. But if you're, a working family in North Carolina in the middle class, you're going to see your taxes go up because of this. And that doesn't help the folks that I used to represent here in North Carolina's 13th district.
Do you anticipate the Senate making any tweaks or changes to this resolution?
I think we'll continue to see small changes, but the big thing is Trump wants to extend his tax cuts. These are tax cuts that, will cost us $4.5 trillion. And they're trying to figure out how to pay for it. And the only thing they can really do is come after programs like Medicaid. There's just only so much you can squeeze. Even, if you cut, a quarter of the federal government workforce, that's just like 1% of the budget. And they're not even talking about cutting that much of the workforce. So, you got to look at these big programs if you're gonna give these massive tax cuts to corporations and the wealthy. So that's the where the rubber meets the road, and it's all in writing. So folks who understand, who care about health coverage for children, that's what Medicaid does. Coverage for nursing homes, rural hospitals, those are the folks that will be real losers here.
Visiting with former North Carolina 13th District Congressman Wiley Nickel. Changing gears on you, if I could. A lot's been made about President Trump and this potential end to the Ukraine-Russia war that's now in its third year. The president says that President Zelensky's coming to Washington to sign some sort of peace agreement or some sort of issue this week. What do you make of those comments and what President Zelensky might be signing?
Well, I'm incredibly worried about what's happening in Ukraine. I'm someone who traveled to Ukraine during my time in Congress, part of a bipartisan congressional delegation, met with President Zelensky, got to see what's happening on the ground. I saw war crimes that were committed. I saw evangelical Christians who were murdered and, in places that Russian, Russia took over, and it was absolutely an invasion by Russia. So, you know, there's good guys and bad guys, and Vladimir Putin is the bad guy here. And we see something that's just unthinkable to me is Trump cozying up to him, echoing Kremlin talking points over and over. What he's doing is not helping Ukraine, and that's something that's incredibly scary, because the support, the money that we spend, you know, if we hand Ukraine to Russia, we're gonna spend 100 times more containing an aggressive Russia elsewhere. They will not stop at Ukraine if we hand over half the country to Putin. So this is something that it's about democracies or dictatorships, and we have to decide who we're with. And up to this point in our nation's history, we've always stood with democracies. What we see from Trump is something that's totally out of line with American values.
Speaking of the president, a variety of executive orders and other moves made by Mr. Trump so far in his second term. From a political standpoint, what do you think the Democratic response or strategy should be against President Trump moving forward?
You know, we really need to be on the offensive, and Democrats have been caught flat-footed here in response to Trump. He's flooding the zone every day, and our message is just a mess. It is not getting out there to the American people. And it's a shame, because we have the policies that will help the middle class. So we can't just yell about how we're mad at Trump and end the conversation there. We've got to talk about our child tax credit policy, lowering taxes for the middle class, lowering costs at the grocery store. Those are the things that I worked on in Congress, and where Democrats have really good policy solutions. That's the stuff voters in the last election told us. They said they wanted us working on. And Trump isn't doing any of that. You know, all we hear about is tax cuts for billionaires. We hear about, you know, attacks on our Democratic allies like Ukraine. We hear about attacks on the federal government workforce, hardworking, you know, civil servants. And we're not hearing anything about all the stuff you talked about in the campaign, you know, immigration, border security. Those are the things that I'd like to be hearing about, and that's not what's happening right now.
As I let you go, changing gears on you totally, Duke and Carolina playing some women's basketball tonight. You got thoughts on the game?
I mean, I'm excited. It's anytime you get these games, you know, it's always a lot of fun. I know you're going to be sitting there front and center.
I am.
With one of the best seats in the house. You know, I just know for me, whenever I get the Duke Carolina question in politics, it's a trick question. I went to Tulane, so I love everybody equally.
I love it. Former North Carolina 13th District Congressman Wiley Nickel. Congressman, always great to visit with you, and look forward to our next chat sometime real soon.
Hey, great talking to you.